This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You remember all the regional bank agita this spring? Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank collapsing in March, then First Republic going under in the beginning of May? Things in that particular slice of the financial system have largely calmed down, but as often happens, when banks just a little bit lower on the food chain run into trouble, the big banks get bigger and richer. The big Wall Street banks reported profits this morning. JPMorgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup told investors they netted a combined $22 billion these past 3 months. Here's Marketplace's Matt
Lauer. The classic way banks make money, like the way they teach it in Banking 101, rests on three words: net interest income.
What the bank is receiving in interest, and you subtract the interest going out.
Myra Rodriguez-Valladares is managing partner at MRV Associates. Banks charge higher interest rates on mortgages or commercial loans or credit cards than the interest they pay you on your checking and savings accounts. And when the Fed hikes rates from near 0 to 5% in a little over a year, that net interest margin actually gets bigger.
Any of the new loans that they've been originating in the last 2 years, they get to charge more and more. And yet there is a lag in how much and when the banks pay a higher rate.
That lag is the biggest reason behind national banks' profits this past quarter. The big banks know you're probably not going to leave them, even if you could get a slightly higher APY elsewhere. And even if you do, they have tons of other depositors and income streams. Smaller regional banks, though, not so much, says Xander Yoakum at CFRA Research.
So when they lose deposits, it can actually stop their ability to fund loans. So because of that, they really don't want to lose deposits, and therefore they pay a higher rate.
Yoakum says the fear-based flight out of regionals into national banks has subsided. But if you're a bank that's not too big to fail, you might be too small to be very profitable right now.
Regional banks are definitely struggling. Concern, obviously, in the office space and commercial real estate arenas.
Regional banks often specialize in commercial real estate lending, and demand for office space is still pretty weak. But while regionals will eat those losses most directly, Kairong Shao at Columbia Business School says the big banks may not be immune.
Some of those loans can be packaged in the commercial real estate-backed mortgage-backed securities.
And Shao says those commercial real estate mortgage-backed securities may be on some big banks' balance sheets, waiting to be marked down. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.